This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect for northern El Paso County and Teller County through this afternoon, at least as a wintry mix moving into the area today. Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Chris Larson.
Scattered rain showers here for your Thursday morning. We'll see more intensity as we head into the afternoon with isolated thunderstorms and heavier snow in the higher terrain to our north and to the west. I'm meteorologist Chris Larson, KRDO News Radio.
We'll break down those full forecast details here in a moment. A would-be witness in the Dante Lucas murder trial was recently shot and killed. 31-year-old Roxanne Martinez found dead on a Denver street corner this past Thursday. For now, Denver police do not think her killing was related to the ongoing trial. Pueblo County District Attorney Jeff Chosner had not said what the nature of her testimony would have been.
The trial continued yesterday in Pueblo, where jurors heard from a CBI DNA expert. According to our news partners at the Pueblo Chieftain, the CBI lab has tested 45 items, including several items and swabs suspected of harboring blood evidence. So far, none of that testing has resulted in a positive match for Kelsey Schelling, the woman Lucas is accused of killing back in 2013.
Officials with the Downtown Partnership in Colorado Springs say they've given out nearly $700,000 in grants to 95 businesses since beginning to be impacted by COVID-related sanctions back in March. Of those 95 businesses, only one closed during the course of the pandemic. Despite the victories, Laurel Perdome with the Downtown Partnership says small businesses do have a few more tough months ahead.
Typically, this first quarter of the year is a pretty slow time for both retailers and restaurants. When you have that slow time that's been preceded by a decent holiday season, but not a gangbuster holiday season, it really is a struggle for them to make ends meet.
By the end of 2020, there were actually more businesses that opened downtown Colorado Springs rather than closed. El Paso County businesses with five-star certification can now operate under level blue on the state's COVID-19 dial. KRDO's Colby Crossley says the move comes after the state reached the goal of vaccinating 70% of residents 70 and above.
And level blue restaurants can have up to 50% capacity or 175 people inside. Also under level blue, last call is pushed to midnight. Gyms and personal care services can also have 50% capacity. Indoor events can have up to 175 people, and outdoor events can have 250. Businesses that operate both indoors and outdoors can also apply for site variances.
That was Colby Crossley reporting. More grant money is available for small businesses in the Pikes Peak area, but applications are closing soon. The Colorado Enterprise Fund offers COVID relief grants of up to $7,000 to small Pikes Peak area businesses. The application period only lasts through tomorrow, but Andrew Gunning with the Enterprise Fund says they still have more money to give.
This is such an important thing to do. We've got a lot of money left, believe it or not, between now and the application period that closes this coming Friday at 5 o'clock.
This is the second round of applications for grant distributions for the Colorado Enterprise Fund. Well, a family's first dining experience at the Great Wolf Lodge ended with the serving staff getting a five-star review and a $5,000 tip on a $55 breakfast tab. The family of four, who dined at the Loose Moose Family Kitchen Sunday, had special instructions for food and beverage director Monique West, asking her to split a tab evenly, the tip, rather, between the five employees working that day.
Some of them needed money to pay bills. Some of them have been struggling with other things. Some of them barely make $1,000 in a month.
The five employees who split the tip are in the process of writing thank you cards that they're going to send to the family.
Authorities say that they have found a third explosive device in Trinidad connected to a recent bombing case. Police say 40-year-old Joseph Romero directed detectives and ATF agents to the location, which was in a rural space. Bomb technicians detonated the device with no issues. Romero is a person of interest in the bombing investigation and is being held on unrelated warrants in the Trinidad area.
Mostly cloudy skies for your Thursday afternoon with scattered rain and snow showers, even a few isolated thunderstorms. Highs today in the low 40s for Colorado Springs and the low 50s for the Pueblo area. We do have winter weather advisories posted for Teller County and northern El Paso County. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson from KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.